So, Kelly, why don't you catch us up on this group therapy that we literally had a couple months ago?
And then it's been a little bit.
Yeah, and then I'll give you the update.
Okay, so a couple of months ago, we spoke to her, and she had a really awkward family dinner. It's just supposed to be a friendly dinner, catch up, and it kind of turned into this unwelcome flirting and awkwardness. Now, she's 24. Dan is the family friend in his 60s. And so she was just wondering, do I open up this like drama box by exposing what he did?
Yeah. And I think we kind of landed on, yeah, I think you got to tell your parents what happened. Because wasn't there like a marathon or something that was happening and the family was all going to come in
and cheer him on? And then they were like having a party for him back at her apartment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say that was. That was the case. All right. So here's the update. She writes, wow, I didn't think I'd hear back from you all. Here we are.
Yep. Ben went into a deep dive of all the messages. Like, oh, yeah.
I know. I reach out. Well, before my parents came to town to root on Dan in the marathon, I decided to take your advice and say something to them. I told them about our awkward dinner and how he tried to tell me he didn't believe in monogamous relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And was hitting on me in my own apartment.
Oh, wow.
My dad got really red in the face.
Uh-oh.
Started clenching his fists and got mad. And at first, I thought he was angry at me for telling them about their friend.
Oh, no, of course he wouldn't be.
But then he and my mom looked at each other and he said he was sorry and he would, quote, handle it.
Uh-oh.
That sounds like he's going to make a visit.
It's like, yeah, he's never going to bother you again.
She writes, he would handle it. And by no means was I to have him over anymore. I feel bad because Dan and his wife have been friends of the family my entire life.
Oh, gosh.
My mom said years ago, they knew Dan had done the same thing to another mutual friend's daughter. And taken years for them to forgive him and move past it.
Oh my gosh.
Then my dad called him right then.
Oh no.
And launched right into him in front of us, yelling at him, calling him names, saying he trusted him, but no longer, and said that was it. And then I think my parents broke up with their friends.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. There was no celebration and no party for Dan when he ran his marathon. Fortunately, I haven't seen or had any contact with him since. I'm really happy I said something and my parents believed me. Thanks again, Ben and Kelly.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, I think, the right thing to do. And fortunately, I think the parents made the right move, especially if he's done this before.
Yeah. And it sounds like there had been some history and, it was one of those things where it had been years and they'd moved past and then all of a sudden it's your own daughter and you're like, yep, nope, it's done.
Nope, that's a line cross that there's no coming back from.
Yep. No, and I would have done the same thing,
100%.
So there's your update and I'm glad
that was resolved.
Yeah.